You ready now?
Yeah. So we got two responses about doubting Thomas, one from Mitch and one from Amy. I'm going to read Amy's because it was a slightly more, what is the word I'm looking for?
In-depth?
In-depth.
Comprehensive?
Yes, great. Apparently,
I play a lot of word games on New York Times, so my vocabulary is improving.
I made myself quit those games.
Just during Power Time Part 2.
That's right. Instead, I'm trying to do my base skills. Apparently, as the story goes, Thomas says he won't believe until he sees Jesus and puts his hands in his wounds.
Oh.
In his wounds. Gross. 8 days later, the disciples are all hanging out again, and Jesus appears to them and shows his wounds to Thomas. What a bummer that he can come back from the dead, but can't heal his wounds from, like, two weeks prior.
Peter who denied him three times.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Also, I'm really appreciating the way that Amy has sort of mimicked your bro-down tone that you had done your things, like, Jesus is a dude, and then, like, Tom's like, no way. So, okay, what a bummer that he can come back from the dead, but can't heal his wounds from, like, 2 weeks prior. Thomas believes him then, but Jesus chastises him and says that he should have believed without seeing. Seems a very convenient stance for a religion. Just believe without seeing proof. Yeah.
And I forgot about Peter.
Both Amy and Mitch made the point of being like, oh, how convenient. Like, or saying also, like, I wouldn't have fucking believed it either because that's crazy.
Right, but you can't have it that way or it's not faith.
Yes.
Then it's just proof.
Yeah.
It's not religion, it's science.
But I think when you are asking for faith from someone, and I understand that faith is a leap and stuff like that, but it's like, it's almost like faith is a practice in the sense that everything important is a practice. So you, like, the idea of the leap of faith, it should just be like leaping from like one little rock to one little rock. And then when you train, it's like, okay, I'm taking a huge leap of faith.
Right.
And I feel like coming back from the dead, that's a really huge leap of faith. He's like, hey, everything's normal. Everything's normal. No one's ever come back from the dead. And then suddenly it's like, okay, I'm going to come back from the dead though. And you're like, bullshit.
Right, but that's like Thomas did the little leap so we could do the big leap.
Oh.
He doubted for us.
Oh.
That's the whole thing.
That's the lesson. Why did Peter deny him? Because Peter was his best friend, right?
Peter was scared of getting beat up by the jocks.
By the jocks, the Judas jocks?
The Romans.
The Romans.
Yeah.
And then, so Peter...
He was like, I'm gonna be your bro forever. And then Jesus is like, yeah, right. By like the time the cock crows the ninth time, you're going to have denied me three times. And he's like, no way, dude. And then he did.
Yeah, the rooster crowing. Yes. That's right. It was Peter who denied knowing Jesus three times before the rooster crowed. Interesting. It's nice. Amy started her email with, hey, it's your dairy farmer with a biblical correction for you.
My mom would really appreciate that, Amy.
Yes. I have a question. But John was Jesus' best friend, right?
Jesus isn't a best friend.
Yeah, I think when I was...
John the Baptist?
Yes.
He like, foretold. He was, like, out there being, like, he was the hype man.
Yeah, I know. He was the Flavor Flav to the Chuck D of Jesus.
But he wasn't his best friend. Jesus isn't a best friend. He died for all our sins.
Yeah, he did do that. Jesus dying for all of our sins.
Whether you wanted him to or not.
Exactly. Rate it. Scale of 1 to 5.
I mean...
I didn't ask him to.
No, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Even though you didn't ask him to.
Uh-huh.
Imagine for a moment that you're in the position where someone says, here's the thing. Either live out the rest of your life, do whatever you want, go build a shed. You're a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
Or... we're going to nail you to this piece of wood and torture you until you die. And then every single other person who's living and will live forever in paradise. Those are your two options.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
when
you put it in that perspective, it's not that heroic. Who wouldn't?
I wouldn't want to curse everyone to the concept of infinity as they live in their present lives.
Also, like... Jesus went into it as the Son of God, knowing he was going to come back, knowing what he had a purpose and a vision, and he knew everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that crucifixion sucks, right? Like, not fun. But what about the other two dudes?
Aren't they bread stealers?
I don't know, but they're not coming back. They don't have a purpose. They're just getting tortured.
No one's wondering what's under their loincloth.
But I feel like they actually have way more at risk and are in some ways more heroic.
Yeah, because they didn't get to...
They didn't have an insurance policy.
And no one, like, wrote a book about them. I mean, I'm sure they're probably in the Bible. I assume they're in the Bible, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if they have names.
Hey, Bible folks.
No, they're in there.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, one of them is, like, jeers at Jesus, and the other one's like, hey, back off. Jesus is cool, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, but I wanted to say one more thing about all of this, which is, oh, I didn't realize that Jesus was a character in the Quran.
Oh yeah, we looked that up.
Yeah.
He was a prophet.
But the thing with the Quran that's different from the thing with the Bible is that the Quran's like, this is it, guys. This is the final text.
No, this is the final prophet.
Oh, this is the final prophet. Muhammad is the final prophet.
Yeah, yeah. But then... Joseph Smith comes along.
Oh yeah, and he's like,
"I'm the final prophet."
He's like, "Get this! I got two sticks in the woods, and I'm gonna get some water." And everyone's like, "That guy can find water with sticks."
I feel like I prefer religions that don't come from the same source material.
Same. That's why I want to go back and read the Upanishads, because
I don't know what that
Upanishads is.
Is the
book for the Hindu religion.
Oh.
And that's it, which is polytheistic, which seems cooler.
And more fun.
And more fun. It's like there's more care. It's the question that I always get when I'm doing a pitch. It's like, is this a single POV show or is this an ensemble? Like, the Upanishads is an ensemble. The Bible and the Quran are one guy,